السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو ابن آدم هرب من رزقه كما يهرب من الموت لأدركه رزقه كما يدركه الموت، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when we hear the word risk, our understanding is the food and the material things. The word risk has been mentioned in the Holy Quran about 123 times. And one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of 99 names is Ar-Razzaq, a provider, a sustainer. This word Ar-Razzaq in the Holy Quran has been mentioned only one time. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين، سورة الزاريات. As I said, when we hear this word, risk is Arabic terms, provision or sustenance. It's click into our mind that is food or material things. But risk has very vast meaning. And risk is predetermined. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in a lengthy hadith in Bukhari Sharif, one of the pieces is this: ثم يرسل إليه الملك فينفخ فيه الروح ويؤمر بأربع كلمات بكتب رزقه وَأَجَلَهُ وَعَمَلَهُ وَشَقِيٌ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That when the, you know, pregnancy take place in the womb of mother, and the fetus develop for the 4 months, and after the 4 months, angel ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether you want to continue developing or it want to destroy it. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala say no more, stop it. So it becomes miscarriage or abortion. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that I want to bring him into this dunya, then an angel appointed who rides in the womb of mother while fetus is only 4 months old. Is not complete. It's only 4 months old. So first of all, he blow the soul, فَيَنْفُخُ الرُّوحَ. And after the 4 months of pregnancy, a fetus become alive. That is why Sharia-wise, it is not allowed, it is haram to do abortion after 4 months. If sometimes for some circumstances, mother is not ready, or some physical issues, or some social issue or whatever reason, she want to do abortion, she is scared. Abortion is only allowed up till the fetus in before 4 months, because at that time the ruh soul is not there. But after the 4 month passes and now they decide to do the abortion, that's not allowed in Sharia. It is like killing the child, because the ruh, soul is already there and it becomes alive. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the day of Qiyamah is going to ask, وَإِذَا الْمَعُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. that the daughter will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you were so, you know, innocent. What crime you have done that your parent killed you? Kutilat. So abortion is actually killing the child. And it is not allowed in Sharia if his fetus is more than 4 months, because the ruh is already there. So at the age of 4 months, then ruh, you know, the angel blow the soul, and then he writes 4 things by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my point. Number one, he risks his sustenance. He is not even born. He did not come into this dunya. He is still in the womb of mother, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already decided that when he's going to leave, he's going to come into this world for 60 years, 70 years, 100 years, or 2 months, or 2 days, whatever time period. How much sustenance, how much risk he is going to accumulate. That is already written in the womb of mother. The second thing, he writes the death, ajal. When and how he is going to die. How long is the lifespan is going to be. That is also predetermined. Not a single moment or minute or second will be ahead or before. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةٌ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. A fixed, appropriate time which is written in the womb of mother, exactly, precisely, Malakul Maut, the angel of death, approaches. Not 1 minute ahead, not 1 minute before. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ. The third thing, عَمَلَهُ. Which kind of actions, deeds, he's going to perform during his lifetime. And the fourth thing is, he will be shaqi or sa'id, he will be obedient, successful, happy person, or he would be shaqi, disobedient, rebellious, sinner, criminal, or he's going to live a miserable life. So these are the four things which is predetermined. So we, most of us, worried about our risk. From the morning till evening, we are running after dunya, trying to get more and more money. We try to get double job, we have to spend 16 hours. Our mindset, if I work 16 hours, I will get more money. And that is totally misconception. Because your risk is already written, regardless you work for 2 hours, or you work for 16 hours. You're just going to get that much amount which is already predetermined. You're not going to get single grain or single penny more than that what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already decided. For example, if in my taqdeer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written $1 million, I wish, right? In the whole lifespan, I'm going to get $1 million. Amount is fixed in the womb of mother. Now, how I'm going to get it, this 1 million in my life, the sources, asbab, is all up to me. I may get it by stealing or robbing the bank. I may get it by inheritance from my father. I can hit the jackpot, I go to, you know, try my luck and get $1 million. It's written, $1 million is written. Or I work hard, it's a halal way, and I earn $1 million in the halal way. Or I get to shortcut, use the haram ways of earning, selling the liquors, lottery tickets, what, which is forbidden in Islam. I do that kind of business, gambling or whatever, to earn the quick and fast money. It's all up to me how I'm going to get this $1 million. But keep in mind, I'm not going to get one penny more than 1 million. But sources and asbab which I'm going to utilize to get that 1 million throughout my life, that's all up to me. I'm responsible for it and I'm answerable for it. Right? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, لو أنكم توكلون على الله حق توكله لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يُرْزَقُ الطَّيْرُ تَقْدُو خِسَامًا وَتَرُوحُ بِتَانًا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That if you have a reliance in tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way it's supposed to be believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is Razzaq, you will get your sustenance the way a bird is getting sustenance, because bird has total 100% reliance in tawakkul, in faith on Allah. Taqdu khisaman, he leaves from his nest early morning with empty stomach. He search for the grains, go far. And in the evening when he comes back, his belly is full with the grains. So this is the tawakkul. And the animal kingdoms, the bird kingdoms, are much, much bigger than the mankind. We only 6-7 billion, right, throughout the world. As for the trillions of fishes in the oceans, whale and what, and big, big fishes, which eats one time more than us. In jungle, there are thousands of elephants, Africa or Asia or India, right? One elephant eating so much food more than us, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala providing each and every creature. That's why in the first ayat I have started from Surah Al-Hud, وَمَا مِنْ تَعَبَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. That there is not a creature that moves on the earth whose provision is not his concern, because Allah is the creator, so he's going to provide the provision. He knows, Allah ta'ala knows where it lives, under the stone or in the cave, or in the jungle, or deep in the ocean, wherever it lives. Its resting place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and it all there in the clear record. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already has predetermined in Lawh-e Mahfuz. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadiths that inna Jibreel nafasa fi ruhi annahu la tamutu nafsun hatta tastakmila rizqaha wa in abta alayha فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمْ إِسْتَبْتَاءَ الرِّزْقِ أَنْ تَأْخُذُوهُ بِمَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُنَالُ مَا عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah sallam said, one day Jibreel sallam came and he inspired me. He inspired me that I must tell the ummah, I must inform them that a soul, a person, will not die until it finishes its terms and acquired its sustenance. Malakul Maut is not going to approach you until you finish your one single grain or one single drop of water. You will survive until your risk here in this world. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seeking provision, and let not one of you follow delay of a provision to seek it through haram means. We are so, you know, we don't have patience. So we look for the shortcut. I become a millionaire overnight. So Rasulullah said, don't do this. Your risk will come to you. But you have to use a right channel, right asbab. Because whatever is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can only be sorted by obedience, by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. We outwardly look our risk into the jobs, into the shops, in the farms, factories, or where we are working. Leaving early morning with this intention, I have to be on time, click on time, you know, work there 8-10 hours normally, come back in the traffic, you know. Our concept, I should not be late, I should not be absent. The day I will absent, my salary will be deducted. And most of the brothers, some of the brothers don't come for Juma Salah. Why? They are scared of the boss, scared of the supervisor, that if I go for Juma, he's going to deduct my salary or he might fire me. So we fear our boss more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what is samai rizqukum? Your provision is not in the dunya. It's not downstairs, it's upstairs. Allah is holding your risk. No one can fire you. No one can make you hungry or poor. It's all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your risk is coming from the heaven. It's not on the ground. It's not in the shops or business or the factory. But our tawakkul, our iman is so weak. And because of this earning dunya, we miss our akhirat. We don't pray salah, zuhar, asr, maghrib. Why? Same excuse. I don't have time. I have to work hard. I have to pay my mortgage. I have to pay my insurance. I have to pay this and that. I have to work hard. I don't have time for salah. This is very unfortunate thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and this is Hadith-e-Qudsi. Hadith-e-Qudsi is not a weak or za'if hadith. It's very strong hadith, which is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in one of the Hadith-e-Qudsi, Ya ibn Adam, tafarrag li'ibadati, amlaw qalbaka ghinan, wa amlaw yadayka rizqan. And then he said, Ya ibn Adam, la tuba'id minni, فَأَمْلَوْ قَلْبَكَ فَقْرًا وَأَمْلَوْ يَدَيْكَ شُغْلًا أو كما قال. That, O Bani Adam, O insan, O human being, O believer, you believe in me, I am the Razzaq. You must make spare time for my ibadah. Whenever time Allah, Zohar, Salat, Asar, Maghrib, Isha, spare your time. Leave your dunya, leave your worldly things, all activities. Come to the Musalla and obey me and pray for me. Right? If you do that, amlaw qalbaka ghina, I'll fill your heart with ghina. You will have no worry, no concern. You will be satisfied. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you, satisfaction, my brothers and sisters, is the key point. People are billionaire, but they are not satisfied. They cannot sleep without sleeping pill. What kind of $1 billion in the bank account and properties when they cannot have peace of mind, tranquility of heart, they cannot sleep for a few hours. Anxiety, worry, concern. Why? They disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although they are getting wealth, material things, but they are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They cannot purchase or buy peace of mind from any factory or from any supermarket. Peace of mind comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Don't forget, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is you will find the peace of mind, and you don't have time for that. How are you going to be happy? How are you going to sleep peacefully when your Allah is angry with you? So Allah ta'ala has warned us, Ibn Adam, take out your time from your busy life for my prayer, for my worship. What I will do, I will, fill your heart with the ghina, and I fill your hands with the risk. And if you stay away from me, la tuba'ad minni, if you stay away from me, if you don't have time for me, and you miss all the prayers, fa'amlaw qalbaka faqr. Who is controller of our hearts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot fight with him. We cannot argue with him. We are servants. He is our malik. He is our master, he is our creator. Right? So if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, don't stay away from me, come close to me. If you don't have time for the masjid, for my house, you're staying away, you just come once a week to show your face, you stay away whole week from me, this is what I'm going to do with you. I will fill your heart with the faqr, with the poverty. What does it mean? Ulama explained, you will have $1 million in the bank account, but your heart will be feeling poverty. Oh, I'm going to lose this. Someone steal me. I have to pay this. I have to pay that. You have the money, but you don't have satisfaction. By heart, you are still poor. You have $1 million in your account, but in heart, Allah will make you feel like you're going to lose that $1 million. You're going to lose your factory. Someone will come and snatch it. Or government will take over. Whatever will happen. So by having such a great amount of wealth, there is no satisfaction and peace in your heart and in your mind. What kind of material things is that, my brothers? So then Allah says, Vamlo yadeka shuklan, and I fill your hands with the occupations and preoccupations. You won't have any time for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is all up to us, my brothers and sisters, how we want to live our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the Holy Quran again, that وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That whoever fears Allah, taqwa is very, very important for all of us. If you have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will make for you a way out. For any kind of difficulty you're going through, you lose your job, your kids are disobedient, your wife giving a trouble or problem, or supervisor not happy with you, whatever kind of problems you are facing, ittaqillah. If you have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yaj'al lahu makhraja, Allah will make for you a way out from the difficulty and hardship, and will provide you from where He does not expect. The risk will come in the sources that unacceptable and unexpected. He doesn't know where is this dunya is coming. And my brothers and sisters, we only regard a risk, as I said, as a material thing. But there are so many kind of the risk which is beyond this material thing, including your health. Although you are poor, just doing your daily work and just paying your bills, poor, no extra amount, but you are healthy. You don't go to the doctors, you don't have any problem. This is the risk. Health is the great risk. That's why I say health is better than wealth. In the society, people are respecting you. That is the risk. We don't regard it as risk. Respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the hearts of the people. And that is the spiritual risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah is providing you. The hidayat and guidance is the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah ta'ala says, Allah, in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Allah grants the dunya to whom He likes and to whom He doesn't like. And kuffar, mushrik, and atheist are more, millionaires have more wealth, they have more wealth than the believers. Believers already poor, struggling. So Allah grants the dunya to whom He likes and to whom He doesn't like. But iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only grants to whom He loves. Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants only to whom He loves. We are all the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should thankful. And this is the iman, is the form of the risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have the iman is the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have peace of mind is the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many blessings. Your righteous wife, your wife is obedient to you, listening to you, taking care of you, cooking the food, cleaning your house and everything, is the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dunya kullu mata', wa khayru mata'i dunya al-mar'atu salihah." That the world is the provision, and righteous wife is the best of the provision. Again, I'm talking in favor of my wife. No, the wife of all. But this is, we have to appreciate. If something going wrong, then look, Allah is not happy with you. We have to find the solution. We have to find the cause of the problem. If something is not right, if my children disobedient to me, that is something wrong with me and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should not blame my children. I have done something wrong. That's why this is the reaction of my action. They become disobedient to me. So righteous wife is the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tawfiq to come to the masjid is the risk of Allah. Although there are so many Muslims, but very few come to the masjid, is the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom Allah ta'ala provides. To pray salat with congregation is the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, we don't regard this as a risk. Khushu in salat is the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Losing a job Listen carefully. Losing a job is also can be the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? The moment I lost job, I come to the masjid quite often. And I pray salat with congregation. And after the salat, I make long, long du'as. And still I'm waiting to find another job. And then I add tahajjud salat at night. And I try to pray, wake up early morning and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praying 4 rakat, 8 rakat tahajjud salat. All these are the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when I was working, I was earning money, I had no time to come to the masjid. I was missing my jamaat. I was not making zikrullah. I had no time for Quran Sharif, Yasin Sharif. I was not performing tahajjud when I was working. I had no time. I was tired. I was sleeping till 7 o'clock. The moment I lost my job, now I'm waking midnight and I make performing tahajjud salat. So this is the kind of risk until I get my new job. So you patiently waiting for the new job, and in the process you're making all this askar and ibadat, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, this is not loss. This is the benefit which you never had when you had job. May Allah forbid and save our children. If my son or daughter is involved in illegal activity, drug or what and what, and I'm praying for them to come back to the right track, to be obedient, to come to the masjid and leave all those criminal activities. And it takes time, months and years. But all this period, I'm spending sleepless night. I cannot sleep at night because he come late at night. I'm worried, I'm concerned, what will happen to them? So all this, my patiently waiting for my kids to come back onto the right track, the risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way Allah guides them, they become obedient to me, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have removed my anxiety, my concern from my this thing. Now quickly, my brothers and sisters, how we can earn our risk easily. Number one, وَمَنْ قُدْرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا آتَاهَا سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. The moment you find any kind of difficulty, financial, marital or social, any kind of difficulty, spend, give the sadaqah. Sadaqah will remove the calamity and difficulty. I'm not saying you spend $1,000. Sadaqah means $1, $5, $10. If you are sick, give sadaqah. If your son disobedient, your daughter disobedient, give sadaqah. If your wife is sick, give sadaqah. If she is burning the food, give sadaqah. Because she is angry. So give sadaqah. She will make delicious food. So for every calamity, for every problem, the solution is the sadaqah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will open the door for you by the usri yusra. Easiness after the difficulty. The second thing, my brothers, we have to make lots of dua and istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best dua of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Long story, but this is dua of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Allahumma arzukna min haythu la nahtasib. Read dua after every salah. Then, the second thing, my brother, is istighfar. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam advised to his ummah, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Make istighfar, sincere tawbah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will forgive your sins, Allah will grant you the risk, Allah will increase your children, everything. Key point is istighfar. Number three, my brothers, is salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. That enjoin a salah on your family. You coming for Fajr Salat, wife is sleeping, children are sleeping, not good. Wake them up. This is your duty. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. You must be steadfast. Don't miss any salat with the congregation. If you do so, this is the promise of Allah. We don't ask you of provision, we provide for you, and the good end is for the pious and righteous people. Promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for performing salat on time. Then the fourth thing, my brothers, quickly, the relationship between our families. If you're not speaking to your uncle, not speaking to your father, your mother, your brother, you tie your relationship. Rasulullah said, "Man sarrahu an yufsat lahu rizquhu aw yunsau lahu fi athari falyasil rahimahu wa kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever wishes that their provision is expanded and their lifespan is extended, let them maintain good relationship with their relative." This is the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And fifth, very important thing, my brothers and sisters, وَإِنْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you are thankful, if you show your gratitude to any bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, I will give you more. I will increase your risk. But if you are thankless, unmindful, my punishment is terrible indeed. So my brothers and sisters, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important for our dunya and for our akhirah. Allah give us all the good.
Allah.